Hello, this is Victor Thorne talking to you from Wing Radio. I'm flying solo today. Lisa is taking care of some business. We're going to fill you in on that some point in the future. It's June 21st, 2006, the first day of summer, and it feels like summer here in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania, a beautiful day outside. And our guest today is Mr. Hisham Talawi. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with Mr. Talawi, he is the host of an online television show called Current Issues TV, which can be found at www.currentissues.tv. And not only is the show on the internet, but it's also been carried by Cox Cable System and, as you'll find out today, Bridges TV and also Amazonas Satellite. This show has grown in popularity quite a bit, but something has happened along the way. And a few days ago, we got a press release telling us about the struggles that Mr. Talawi is up against now. So we'd like to welcome Mr. Hisham Talawi to Wing TV. How you doing, Hisham?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Victor.
Well, I appreciate you sending this press release to us. And before we jump into the particulars, tell everybody how they can find your show and when it airs.
It airs live on Thursday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. They can catch us on www.currentissues.tv.
Uh-huh.
And also, we do have a bunch of shows that we uploaded to Google's video.
Okay.
And, of course, on the site, they can also see a lot of the past interviews that we have done. And like you mentioned before, Cox Cable in Louisiana and the Amazonas Satellite Worldwide, actually.
Mm-hmm. Now, and for everybody, that's 8 to 10 Thursday nights Central Time, 9 to 11 Eastern Time. Okay, Hisham, in this press release, you say that you went from having two viewers a week to hundreds to thousands, then tens of thousands of people tuning in, and you were carried by a satellite channel called Bridges TV,
right,
which I guess this was aired five times a week for 5 months. Then all of a sudden, as it says in this press release, Bridges TV started coming under pressure from Jewish cable operators. And they even went so far as to come up with a rating system for quote-unquote Jewish material.
Yes.
Sure.
Actually, it was me who came up with that rating system. I received a call back in May from the director of programming there, whose name is Aisha Zubair.
Uh-huh.
Now, Bridges TV is a Muslim channel. It started, I guess, right after... it's been on the air for about 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
And they started airing, broadcasting our program twice a week, starting in December of last year. And then a month after that, they went into five times a week because it was very popular. It was like their number one program.
Uh-huh. And to show how popular they were, it says that you were at one point broadcast into 63 countries, 63 different
right.
countries. Then, all of a sudden, you were canceled. Your show was canceled from
right.
Bridges TV. And I think we should make everybody aware right now, at this point, that your show wasn't politically correct when it comes to the topic
okay.
of the Jewish problem. Tell everybody what transpired at this point.
Well, like I was saying, I received a call from the programming director back in May saying that they are coming under pressure from, and I quote, Jewish cable operators
uh-huh.
because of the content of our program. And they said if we can, you know, like tune it down or if we can come up with something, which we really have. I mean, we tuned it down and also at the same time started a rating system to help them because, I mean, it is, I do want Bridges TV to stay on the air and we want to accommodate, unfortunately, the Jewish cable operators. But, I mean, you can accommodate, but you cannot compromise.
Right.
And I guess they did not like our accommodations. You know, I started rating the programs.
Well, tell us
and
a little
if
bit.
If it has Jewish material, I would say, you know, warning, be careful,
okay.
you know, see it before you air it and to make sure that this is, you know, you're not going to get in trouble with your Jewish cable operators.
So you took this upon yourself,
yes.
almost like the movie studios do with a PC or R
yes,
or X-rating,
exactly.
whatever, And so, okay, so you came up with that rating system. Then, let's move forward. You mentioned that Bridges TV is Muslim-owned. Then in May of 2006, that would only be in the very near past, there's a person named Azaya Zubair, and I'm sure I'm saying that name.
Aisha Zubair.
Okay, they were the program director. What happened next?
After this rating system that we have established, we went for another 3 weeks, and then every Friday, I normally sit down to see what they're going to air, and I was surprised that Current Issues did not air 2 Fridays ago,
uh-huh.
And instead they were showing a chef teaching people how to make crab rolls. So I called in, and unfortunately I couldn't talk to anyone, so they sent me an email right then and there, like 10 seconds later,
uh-huh.
After my phone call, saying that we can no longer air your program because of the majority of complaints that we received from our viewers.
Now, Hisham, let's...
I'm back saying that, wait a minute, you know, all along we have been getting nothing but praise from your viewers, which, keep in mind, their viewers are mainly Muslim and Arab throughout the country. Now, even though it was on a part of the basic cable package in so many markets, but I mean, you know, Bridges TV being a Muslim channel, it's like, you know, I don't think they have a lot of American viewers. But even with that, I asked them, I said, can you send me just like one complaint that you received from your viewers?
Well, before we get to that.
Sent me before, they sent me comments from their viewers, which was nothing but praise for the program and its content.
Right. Now, before we get to that.
I did not believe their story that they're coming under pressure from the viewers themselves, because there's no way on earth that you're going to find a Muslim or an Arab who will disagree with the views that we are. Now, they might disagree with the style, they might disagree, but the core ideas, which is basically the truth of what's going on in the Middle East that American people are not getting.
Right. Now, I guess you were also informed by the program director that one of the editors at Bridges TV had actually been fired for not censoring material that was offensive to Jews. Tell us about that.
Well, when they called me in May and said that they were coming under pressure because of the Jewish content, they said we had to fire our editor for letting out, not editing some of the programming that did not, well, that particular program that I guess they let everything out. They did not edit it for Jewish material.
Uh-huh.
And they did fire, at least that's what she told me, that they fired their editor.
Well, Hisham, I can't imagine that the people tuning into Bridges TV, which is primarily a Muslim audience, I can't imagine that they would find your material offensive. Do you?
Let me tell you something, Victor. My market here and on the Internet, 99% of my viewers are mainly Americans, white Americans. I get probably one complaint a month, but I receive hundreds of emails of people supporting my views
mm-hmm.
on the war, on Israel. People are becoming to, this is what why they are afraid. This is the only Palestinian, pro-Palestinian show in the United States to make it nationwide. This is the only time and the first time that any Palestinian, pro-Palestinian show made it, and that's what they are scared about, because we are telling people what's going on in Iraq, what's going on in Palestine, what's going on right here in this country, of who is making the decisions for them right here.
Well, and
you don't have to be anti-Semitic or anything. Reality is there. All you have to do is just look at who's controlling the media. Look at who's, I mean, this is, we have been fighting this, and we've been telling people, and everybody was saying, oh, this is, you know, you believe in this conspiracy thing. Well, we're not saying conspiracy. We're saying it is true. It is happening.
Right, right. Oh, and I know that Lisa.
It's not a theory. It's not a theory anymore. It is a conspiracy. I mean, it is. It's a fact.
It's a fact.
And
the only
way you can actually prove a conspiracy is its own existence, and we proved its own existence.
Well, and I know that Lisa Giuliani and I appeared on your show once to talk about the controlled demolition of the World Trade Center towers. Another time we appeared with Michael Collins Piper, who wrote Final Judgment. That night, Mark Glenn called in. There were all some other very well-known figures in the alternative media and researchers. This was a wide open show where everything was on the table and permitted to be discussed. So you're saying that you went from receiving, and Bridges TV receiving all this positive feedback, to all of a sudden then they're receiving all this negative feedback. Were they able to produce even one email to prove that the tide had turned against you, or is
not
it all?
Not even one email, okay. And you are in the media, Victor, and you know if you are controversial and you receive a lot of bad or good comments, in this business, there's no such a thing as a bad comment, even the people who disagree with you. The more people who find you controversial, the more popular your show will be. So for them to say, for them to be a TV station and say, oh, we received some complaints about your show, there's no way on earth. This is complaints, that means people are watching. And in this business, you do not take a show. Look at how many people disagree with Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity. I mean, these people make me sick, and you know they make a lot of other people sick, but you know what? They're popular.
That's right.
This is what makes a show a popular show, is if you get... So they're reasoning that, oh, we received some bad complaints. No, that is nonsense. And especially from their market, where it's Muslims and Arabs.
Right. Now, you said that you knew this would happen, and eventually they did pull the plug on you. Your show is no longer being carried or being broadcast by Bridges TV. The thing you said was you knew it would happen. You just didn't think it would happen this soon. Now, we have to, at this point, Hisham, bring something else into the mix to coincide, coincidentally, with you being pulled from Bridges TV. You were also recently added to the ADL's list of this is an exact quote, the list of most notorious anti-Zionist anti-Semites. Is there a link between you being added to this list and you being pulled from Bridges TV?
Well, ADL is a very powerful organization, and once they start, they have a lot of connections, they can pull a lot of resources, and I'm sure a call from the ADL to one of these cable operators, which basically said, probably told Bridges TV that if you don't take this guy off, then you will be off.
Uh-huh.
And which I'm very sure, you know, with me being labeled the most notorious anti-Zionist, which I'm very proud of being that.
I would take
now,
that
when
as
it comes
a...
to anti-Semitic, no, I do not look at myself being anti-Semitic. I am a Semite myself, and I actually, being Semitic is just, this is a stupid, an oxymoron term, because there's no such a thing. You know, a Semite is just someone who speaks a Semitic language. It is not a race. It is not talking about anyone. If I'm anti-Semitic, then I'm anti-me, which is I speak Arabic, so I'm anti-Arabic. It's a very ridiculous term that they are labeling people, but you know what? It's a term that really works. You can lose your job if you are being labeled as an anti-Semite. And it is time, really. This is our fight. It is time that we destroy this label. This anti-Semitic label that they are using and throwing out, and they're really destroying lives with this. And yes, but I agree with you. The ADL adding me on their list of supposedly extremists probably has a lot to do with it.
Right. Now, we're going to get to the ADL a little bit more in a few minutes, but here's the biggest irony of the whole situation is that you have Muslims censoring and pulling the plug on Muslims. And this is one of the things that I find the strangest, Hisham, is that somebody signed me up for a newspaper called Muslims Weekly, okay? I get it every week in the mail. I never subscribed to it. I never even knew about it. But I get it every week, so somebody added me to the list. We contacted the editor of Muslims Weekly. We told him all about our book, 9/11 on Trial. We said, why are you allowing these lies to be perpetuated for almost 5 years now? Why don't you run an article and show the whole world, at least the Muslim community, that this wasn't an act of 19 Arab cave dwellers under the command of Osama bin Laden, but this was an inside job done by elements within the U.S. government and also the nation of Israel. Why is the Muslim community so quiet, not only on 9/11, but these other issues? Why are they taking so much blame when they don't have to?
That's a good question, and that's a question that I pondered myself. Like, for instance, with Bridges TV, they are saying their motto is they are there to build bridges, and that's basically the theme of this whole channel is to build bridges between the Muslim community and the other communities, mainly the typical American community, which you know, whatever that is. And they just look the other way with lies. Going back to your comment, I agree. We are not doing, Muslims are not doing enough because I guess we don't want to be looked at as going against the establishment. But you know what? To me, to hell with the establishment.
You're right.
Say
you're
what,
right.
What is right. You've got to stand up and say, look, those 19 Arabs, none of them are still alive.
Right, right. Well, Hezza, let me ask you this question now. On your show, and we've tuned into your show many, many times, we're very familiar with it. On any of these shows, did you or your guests threaten violence against anybody? Did you murder anybody on your show? Did you libel anybody on your show? Or were you simply stating your opinions?
Exactly. We do not believe in violence. I condemn violence all over the world. It doesn't matter who. And all we are saying, we are trying to tell the people the truth about 9/11, the truth about Iraq, the truth about Palestine. That's all we're trying to do. And we tell people, we always tell people, don't believe us. You go check the information yourself.
Right. Now, I want to go over some of the things that you've discussed on your show recently. Depleted uranium. Israeli atrocities against the Palestinians, exposing Zionism, AIPAC, Jewish control of the Congress, nuclear weapons in Israel, the war against Iraq done for Israel, the neocons in the Defense Department, and the Jewish control of the media. Now, is it any wonder why the ADL is getting upset? You're going right for the crux issues that they don't want anybody in the world to know about. Isn't that correct?
Yes, it is. It is the truth that we are trying to put out, and people have to see the truth. But the majority of American people, unfortunately, a lot of them don't watch the news, and those who watch the news, they don't understand what the heck is happening. They don't want to go and put extra efforts into reading some analysis, into looking at what else is on the internet. They spend hours and hours on the internet playing in chat rooms and playing games and all this stuff. And the whole, you know, look at what's happening in this country. We are going into a totalitarian regime. It is going to be a fascist regime just by the changes that we are doing now. Now we have Department of Anti-Semitic in the State Department. If you speak against Israel, you're going to be going to jail in the United States, and supposedly the freest country of the world.
I just posted an article, I believe it was last Friday, on the Wing TV homepage that yes, there is now an actual Department of Anti-Semitism. I mean, this is coming so far out of the George Orwell 1984 playbook that it amazes me that more people aren't discussing it.
And also, the one who is to hit, or the one who will hit this this department, is a Jewish Zionist.
Well, what a coincidence, huh?
I mean, and by the way, we did have the State Department. The State Department did have programs of anti-Semitism. They already have it there. It's all over the world, and the State Department is leading that effort. Why do we need a separate department for anti-Semitism? I have no idea. Why don't we have it let's call it anti-hate, period.
Right, right. So that means that if you can't criticize Israel, then that means you can't criticize China, you can't criticize Russia, you can't criticize Venezuela, you can't criticize Catholics. Why don't they say nobody's allowed to speak about anything anymore? But of course, it's only this one group that gets
right.
Their special department.
Let me take this opportunity to say one thing, Victor. I'm really hoping this is probably the first time that the Arabs, the Muslims, and particularly the Palestinians find themselves with a real problem that they can champion. This freedom of speech, this attack on freedom of speech, and this attack on current issues TV is a real cause that everyone should champion and go after, because this is the solid proof of what we have been talking about all along. And this is not just for the Palestinians, the Arabs, and the Muslims. This is for everyone who champions freedom and freedom of speech, especially those in the media who, like yourself, have been actually censored from the mainstream media.
Well, we've been also censored in the alternative media, too, so we know exactly and precisely what you're going through.
Censoring, but this is a cause that these Palestinians, Arabs, and Muslim organizations in the United States should champion. Otherwise, they need to lock their doors and go home, because if they cannot defend freedom and they cannot defend truth, then they are standing for the wrong thing, and crawling to the masters is not going to do it. They need to stand up and defend freedom of speech and defend their dignity.
You know, Hisham, you're saying almost exactly the same thing we've said, because when we've been censored in the alternative media, we said this goes right to the heart of everything that we're supposed to be standing for. And if people in the truth community or the patriot community are going to turn a blind eye to censorship, it's the same thing you're talking about, is that if a Muslim station gets censored because of pressure from Israel or the Israeli lobby, if they're not going to stand up and fight about that, they're not going to fight over anything, are they?
Exactly. If you lose your freedom to speak, you have no freedom at all. You know, Israel can occupy Palestine as long as they want, and they can kill Palestinians as long as they want. But one thing, I guarantee you that Palestinians will always speak their mind, even when they are being smashed under an Israeli tank. Now, these people sitting in the United States, all these organizations in the beauty and the lifestyle and all these amenities that we have in the United States, if they cannot stand up to defend freedom, shame on them.
That's you're 100% correct. Now, let's go back to the ADL. A couple of days ago, a guy named Raimondo, Justin Raimondo from antiwar.com, he wrote an article called The Assassins, where he was talking about the Israeli lobby and saying that not only do they threaten and intimidate and do character assassination, but if pushed far enough, they'll resort to actual physical assassinations, to murder. And right now, your career and your good name is really coming under character assassination by this lobby because of the things you've spoken about, haven't it? Hasn't it?
Right. True. And also, speaking of physical murder, to tell you the truth, when I decided to take on this project and make it actually my life, because Current Issues TV is my life. This is what I do 100 hours a week, or probably more. And basically, when I did this and when I started, people were asking me, aren't you afraid? Aren't you afraid? And I really thought about it in the beginning. And I thought about my children. I thought about what will happen to them if I am gone. But then I said, you know what? These people in Palestine that are standing in front of an Israeli tank, if
yep.
they can't do it, the least I can do is continue doing what I'm doing. I do know that one day somebody might come and put a bullet in my head for what I'm saying, but I cannot stop just because I'm afraid that I will be gone and dead one day. We've got to stay the course, because that's the only thing we have for us, is ourselves, our dignity, and our freedom.
And you know, Hisham, after that latest attack on the beaches of Gaza by the Israeli Defense Force, to see how sickening they are in their war machine and in their attacks. And then, of course, they deny all culpability, all responsibility. They're blaming, actually, the Palestinians for having a landmine buried underneath their own beaches. I mean, these people, there's no stopping what they're capable of doing.
Now, Olmert, a couple of days ago, he said, now, the Palestinians are asking the United Nations to do an independent investigation. Israel is refusing. Why don't you, if you're saying that the Palestinians put this landmine on a beach that is frequented often by Palestinians, I mean, think how stupid this thing is.
Yeah.
This beach is frequented often by Palestinians. Don't you think they will put a warning sign, landmines, don't go?
Yeah. Well,
and also, the Israelis fired 6 shells. 5 of them you can see where they landed, and the last one, you can see the fragments in their bodies, in those children's bodies.
Yeah.
A woman was cut in half completely. That woman did not get cut in half because of a landmine exploding from beneath. It cut in half because a 155 millimeter bullet or shell cut her in half.
Yeah.
I mean, the people were on the beach and they see the Israelis shelling and they started running. This family had started to pick up and go so they can catch a cab to go home, when this huge 155 millimeter shell went right through them and killed 7 of them. Their daughter is watching like 7 meters away.
Their 12-year-old daughter, yeah.
The only survivor is watching right there.
Hisham, listen to this quote that came directly from Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. He said, The IDF, and that means the Israeli Defense Force, the IDF is the most moral military in the world. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, I don't know what they call moral. If killing children is moral, then I guess we are immoral, and
yeah.
We are moral. I don't know. You know, they can define words as much as they want to. They can say they're the good people, they're the chosen people, like they say. But you know what? God chose those people to live. He did not choose for them to die. Israel chose for them to die. Israel killed those children. Now, they can be moral as much as they want, but killing a child, it is never moral.
And you know, Hisham, I'll go so far to say right now that, in my opinion, Israel is the most evil nation on earth. I'm not afraid to say that. And when I read these accounts from this Gaza beach, and, you know, Rachel Corrie and the USS Liberty and on and on and on, this long history of state-sponsored terrorism and just brutality, it makes me proud when I read this quote on the last page of your press release where you say, now the gloves are coming off and we are not going to worry about whose toes get stepped on when it comes to discussing the truth. And you know what? I thought that should have been the tact all the way from the start, because you can't appease these people. If you give them an inch, they want a mile. And you saw what happened to you is you gave an inch and it
exactly.
Still wasn't good enough.
We started a rating system so we can, I mean, I knew it's not something that I wanted to do, but I was saying what I needed to say on my show. My programs were archived. Amazonas, they run the whole thing. The only one we said, well, you know what? Just so we can stay on nationwide, let's accommodate British TV and their Jewish controllers. And we started this rating system. But I would not compromise and start kissing ass to the Jews.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. And let me go on record that I do not, even though, you know, a lot of people like to lump the Jews all together, I do. There is very few Jews that I do exclude, but the majority of Jews, even if they don't agree with Israel, they're not doing anything about it. Now, there's a lot of Jews who say, we don't agree with Israel. Well, yeah, then do something about
That's
it
right.
If you don't agree with Israel.
And you know, and I think the responsibility right now lays not only on the Muslim community, but also on the Jewish community and the alternative media, because if we're going to allow this type of censorship, if you take one step and another step and another step, one day we're going to wake up and no one's going to be allowed to say anything about anything unless it's been approved by the state. And this is a perfect example that you've become victim to.
There is a bill in Congress right now to stop public access television, which is we record in a public access studio.
Uh-huh.
Our show goes out on Cox TV through the Cox TV package, but now once this bill goes through Congress, then Cox TV, Cox Cable can come and say, and all over the country, not just Cox, all cable companies can come and say to these public stations that, sorry, we don't have to carry you, because actually they don't want to carry these public access stations. So we will end up being just mainly on the internet, and there's talks out there to even control the internet.
Oh, absolutely.
They can find these sites. They can jam your site if they want to, anytime they want to.
That's
but you
right.
see, right now we are still small bananas. Once we become bigger bananas, they're going to chop our heads off.
Yeah, well, we know all about that here. Now, Hisham, in the last couple minutes here, is there any chance that Bridges is going to carry your show again?
You know, I wish they would, because it would really be a good publicity for both of us. It would be good publicity for them. That, hey, yeah, we made the wrong decision, now we're going to make the right decision, okay, we're going to lose a market or two, so what?
Well, I can only hope that that's what happens. And what are your future plans now?
Oh, I'll tell you what, this is the greatest opportunity that ever happened to me. I always look at opportunities in problems, and the biggest opportunity now is to fight. Now I have something solid to show people about Jewish control of the media. And instead of just saying, they do this, they do that, no, I can say, they did this to me. This is probably the greatest thing that ever happened to me. It's given me a huge shot in the arm to continue doing what I'm doing. And eventually, somebody somewhere will catch this show. Watch this show. It's going to be the number one worldwide.
And you know, you're absolutely right about that this is now verifiable proof of not only Jewish control of the media, but Jewish suppression of the media. Hesham, before we go out today, give everybody your email or your website address one more time and let them know how they can catch Current Issues TV.
The website is www.currentissues.tv, and you can email me at tilawi@currentissues.tv.
All right, very good. Well, I thank you so much for coming on our show today. We're going to tune in tomorrow night to your latest broadcast. And, you know, when you say you're taking the gloves off, I wish I could hear that from every single person listening to this show and listening to all the other alternative media shows, because that's what we have to do right now. We're up against a monster, and if we keep playing with them with kid gloves on our hands, they're going to keep doing what they're doing. They're going to bring the hammer down. We have to take the gloves off and start fighting these bastards head on. So, Hesham, thank you so much for coming on today, and just keep up the great work.
Thank you for having me.
All right, take care. We're going to be back tomorrow on Wing TV. We're going to talk about the Minutemen, the latest developments with the Minutemen. On Friday, we're going to have Mr. Frank Whalen from Frankly Speaking Radio on RBN. And I'd like everybody to think long and hard about what was discussed on the show today, because how many times now have we pointed out this blatant censorship? It's happened to Wing TV. It's happened to other authors. 17 different writers and broadcasters in the alternative media spoke out against Jeff Rentz and Alex Jones for doing this. Now, the ADL and this network of Israeli distributors did it to Hesham Tilawi. If we're going to accept this, one day we're going to wake up and it's going to be officially George Orwell's 1984. Until tomorrow, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.